Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following advertisement. No matter what age you are, it's never too late to get fit. Exercising regularly will help you to build strength, reduce stress, and prevent illness. With your busy lifestyle, you may find it difficult to stay motivated. That's why you need Health Connect, the web-based magazine that brings you workout tips, exercise plans, recipes, and more. All new customers receive a free t-shirt with our logo, so sign up today. To find out more about what we offer, check out the short video on our homepage. Number 71. What is being advertised? Number 72. What is given to new customers? Number 73. What are listeners encouraged to do to get more details? Question 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, I'm calling because I bought a tablet computer from your store a few days ago, but I'm already having an issue with it. Even when it is fully charged, the battery only lasts for about 10 minutes. I'm wondering how I can get a replacement. I'm going to a conference on Friday, and I plan to use this tablet to take notes. Would you please return my call sometime today? My number is 555-9972. Thank you.
Number 74. What is the purpose of the call? Number 75. What does the speaker plan to do on Friday? Number 76. What is the listener asked to do? Question 77 through 79 refer to the following news report.
Next up on our business news program, Haskell Furniture is seeing record profits after changing its strategy and producing wooden tables and wardrobes that collapse down to a small size. The business think this change will really help cut down on the expense of transporting the items because they take up much less space in the delivery truck. Now, you may be worried that collapsible items are not durable enough or that they may have a cheap look. I can say that I've purchased one of these items myself. I have luxury furnishings in my home, and that item fits right in.
Number 77. What kind of business is featured in the report? Number 78. According to the report, why did the business make a change? Number 79. What does the speaker most likely mean when she says,
"That item fits right in"?
Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following introduction.
It's wonderful to see so many people here today for our workshop on making your communication better, both in writing and in speaking. Your instructor today will be Robert Kemp. Some of you may recognize the name, as Mr. Kemp has written several books on workplace advancement. He believes the best way to learn something is by actively doing it. That's why he'll be dividing up the participants into smaller groups so you can practice the strategies yourself. Mr. Kemp also asked me to inform you that he offers one-on-one training. He's left some brochures near the exit. Please take one with you on your way out.
Number 80. What will the workshop be about? Number 81. What will Mr. Kemp do? Number 82. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following speech. Thank you for inviting me to speak at this conference today. My name is Alex Thurman, and I've been working in the field of international trade for over 3 decades. When it comes to doing business in other countries, it is important that you fully understand each country's rules and requirements. If you don't do this, your goods could be turned away at the border, costing you a great deal of money. However, it may be difficult to keep track of all of the changes. That's why I recommend a software program called LawTrack. With this program, you'll spend much less time on research, leaving you free to focus on your business. Number 83. What field does the speaker have experience in? Number 84. What does the speaker say is important in the industry? Number 85. What benefit of a program does the speaker mention? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a workshop.
Good morning and welcome to our monthly workshop. I've just heard from Ben, and he said his team will be about 15 minutes late, so they'll miss the first part of the session. But the handout has all of the information. Now, I know that all of you have at least some experience in sales, but there is always room for improvement. Today, I'll teach you some different approaches you can take to make sure you negotiate contracts successfully. To begin, I've put an example of a company's needs on the board. On the note cards I've given you, please put a few ideas for how you would approach this particular client.
Number 86. What does the speaker suggest when she says,
"The handout has all of the information"?
Number 87. What will the listeners learn about in the workshop? Number 88. What are the listeners asked to do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following broadcast.
You're watching VTS News. I'm Adam Lee, reporting live from the grand opening of Renville Stadium. Construction was completed on schedule, and the community can now enjoy a variety of events here. Some Renville residents opposed the project, voicing concerns about an increase in heavy traffic in the neighbourhood on games days. However, supporters say it will bring about a win-win situation for the city by creating jobs as well as increasing tax revenue. In just a moment, the building's architect will be showing me around.
Number 89. Where is the speaker? Number 90. According to the speaker, why are some people against the project? Number 91. What will the speaker do next? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following speech. Thank you all for coming to this exciting launching event. Root Ranger is the latest in GPS software. It was developed by Dylan Bean, who is famous for creating other mobile apps such as Parking Places and Tour Planner. The Tour Planner app is a good example of Mr. Bean's incredible talent. It's still on the market. Mobile apps don't normally last that long. Please watch carefully as I demonstrate how Root Ranger works. Number 92. What kind of event is being held? Number 93. Who is Dylan Bean? Number 94. Why does the speaker say, "It's still on the market"? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and product list.
Good afternoon, everyone. I've just finished compiling the responses from our most recent customer survey. I'm pleased to report that customers love our new computer monitor. They are especially impressed with how little energy it uses. As for headphones, I've listed our four most popular models. We've seen a drop in sales for our office headphones so far this month, but those are usually purchased in bulk, so that figure could change dramatically. It's clear that our noise-canceling headphones are still the top-selling item in our entire range. We will have those featured prominently at the opening of our branch on Marietta Avenue. Gregory will tell you more about that now.
Number 95. What do customers like about a new product? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which headphones are the company's best seller? Number 97. What will Gregory tell the listeners about? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and catalog.
Hello, Ms. Chen. This is David Harris from Pembridge Hotel. You gave me a catalog and your business card at the trade show that was held last week. Your linen curtains in the canary color would be ideal for our rooms. The catalog lists a length of 144 inches, but I'm wondering if these can be shortened before sending them to us. Would you mind calling me back to discuss this further? My number is 555-0288. I'll be in meetings for most of today, but I'll be free tomorrow anytime before lunch. Thanks a lot.
Number 98. Look at the graphic. Which product does the speaker want to buy? Number 99. What does the speaker inquire about? Number 100. When is the speaker available to talk?